My best friend, Tiffany, is beautiful. Not in a beauty is in the eye of the beholder and I'm biased because I'm her BFF sort of way. No, she is legitimately beautiful in a prom queen and random people constantly stopping to tell her she looks like Cameron Diaz sort of way. She's also incredibly sweet and kind and also shy and hates when people talk about her looks, so she'll be a little bit mortified to read this paragraph. Unfortunately for her, writing is my only talent. I've got to cash in where I can. The thing that happens when you are a beautiful girl who is also evangelical is that apparently God tells many, many boys they're supposed to marry you. I know this because of the sheer number of boys who've told my best friend that God told them they were supposed to marry her, as though they were on some sort of celestial version of The Bachelorette. Most of them explained that it was her pure heart and love for the Lord that attracted them, and that they were sure God had designed her to be their helpmate. She does have a beautifully pure heart and love for the Lord. And also there's the looks just like Cameron Diaz thing. Several of my girlfriends had a similar experience. One day, a friend was sitting alone in her dorm room when she heard a knock on the door. So she answered it because, you know, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." That's when she found a stranger on the other side of the door, only it wasn't so much Jesus as it was some guy she'd never met before who'd looked her up in the college directory and showed up at her dorm room to tell her that God had told him she was the girl he was supposed to marry. So it did turn out to be a sort of spiritual experience after all, except replace the word spiritual with stalkerish. After a third guy declared God's intentions for another of my friends to be his bride, she started work on a rejection speech, for future such occurrences, that mentioned how God had decidedly not said the same thing to her. Rarely did the guys accept my friend's word on this. They just kept insisting my friends pray about it, which, ironically, is incredibly insulting to the woman you claim you want to marry because of her deep relationship with God. For my part, not a single boy ever told me that God had proclaimed he should marry me. My best guess is that when you're working with bad hair and a rough bout of acne, maybe those boys spend a little bit more time laying out a fleece, like in the story of Gideon from the Bible. Mostly what guys said to me was, "Kayla, I just love your pure heart and love for the Lord, and so I know I can trust you with this. Can you set me up with your best friend?" I'm not bitter. You think I'm exaggerating, likely because I am admittedly prone to the dramatics, but I assure you, I am not. Tiffany and I went to a tiny private college, and as such, there were exactly 8 guys on campus that we swooned over from afar, all upperclassmen. One of those guys, who had eyes as clear blue as the Caribbean, happened to be in our ethics class, which meant ethics was the only class we faithfully attended. That's where we learned he worked in the mailroom, and so after that, we stopped by said mailroom every single day, despite the fact that in an entire semester, we had received approximately 1 piece of mail. We took to calling him Ethical Nick. One day, he caught up with us outside of the mailroom, which was the first time he'd ever spoken to us outside of our daily faux mail check-ins. He didn't even bother making small talk. He just straight up asked Tiffany to the upcoming frat formal. She politely, although slightly reluctantly, declined on account of the fact that she had a boyfriend. But as we turned to leave, he put a hand on my shoulder and said, "So, you were like my second choice. Do you want to go?" Here's a life lesson for all 3 of the men listening to this book. Never tell a girl she was your second choice, especially if your first choice was her gorgeous best friend that you just asked out. Literally.